This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from theschoolofpodcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast, we see how long we can hang on, and then I bring my 14 years of podcasting experience, and I give you an honest first impression. Our website is podcastrodeoshow.com. Today is episode number 245, and I've mentioned now that, hey, if you want to be a patron, for $5, and you get all sorts of extra stuff when you go out to podcastrodeoshow.com and click on the Patreon button. And the curators of a Scottish podcast said, hey, Dave, I will take you up on that offer. So here's the thing. This is a performing arts show. It's called A Scottish Podcast, the Audio Drama Series. Here's the awesome description. In light gray text on a white background, thank you, Apple Podcast. It says, A Scottish Podcast is a serialized modern audio drama. It chronicles the story of Lee, a washed-up former radio DJ who launches a paranormal investigation podcast. All right, you got me so far. Lee wants to see his show, The Terror Files, mentioned up there alongside podcasts like The Black Tapes, Limetown, and The Message, and he'll stop at nothing to achieve it. Aided by his jaded musician pal, Dougie, the pair travel the length and breadth of the country in search of medieval demon kings and Lovecraftian gods of the sea. So why not join them on this unique tour of the ancient and mystical lands of Scotland? You'll walk through the long-forgotten catacombs under Edinburgh. I so want to go like Star Trek Scotty here, but I'm not. It's way too cliche. Sail out to the lonely and abandoned island of St. Calic, visit dinghy pubs. Wow, I had a girlfriend once who used to call me that. Run down industrial estates and obscure non-league football grounds, which means soccer, really. The show contains strong language, adult situations, whatever that means, and isn't for the easily offended. Well, this will be fun. And being that this is a serial show, we're going to listen to the very first episode. Their website, he said, clicking on the link here in our good friend's Apple Podcast, is scottishpodcast.com. Hey, what do you know? And it's got all sorts of skulls and spooky things on the front page. As I scroll down, oh, there is a player. Okay, I just had to scroll way down to see it. Okay, so let's listen to the first episode together right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, Captain, we're going to get our Scottish on. I don't know what, that's horrible. Sound effects. It's a train. And a phone.
Hello?
Dougie! How's it going, sir? Long time no see.
I love the accent.
Listen, I'm about to get off a train.
Aye, back in the motherland of here. Things no work out for you in London.
Who told you that? The lease was up on my flat, that's all. Anyway, look,
you
I better...
You fancy a pint? I'm through in Edinburgh myself nowadays.
Aye? You no working at the station in Dundee anymore?
Nah, mate, we had a part of the ways. Here, if you're just getting off the train, fire up to George Street. I'm in the Witherspoons. I'll get you a pint.
Just a quick one, then. Can you not at least head down to the pub at the station? I'm going to need a taxi soon.
I would, but I've just ordered my...
I would listen just for the accent.
All right. Give me 10, then. Get the pints in.
Can't, mate. It's busy in here. If I leave the table, someone will steal it. I'll give you the money, but you'll need to go up and get it yourself.
Now, if they didn't have the accent, I'd be out, because this is moving very slowly, but okay.
So this new station controller, an English bastard, like, he pulls me into the office one day and tells me he's giving the breakfast show to the lassie who makes my coffee. Says they're trying to connect with a younger audience. I said to him, you're lucky I don't try and connect my fit with your ass.
So they just fired you?
Well, no. Not at that point, anyway.
Nice production.
He gave me the graveyard shift, 9 till midnight. Who the f*** listens to the radio at that time?
I'm surprised anyone listens to it at all, if I'm being honest.
Anyway, I was the only c*** in the building most nights. Even the cleaner didn't work his shite out with me.
Still, it's hardly a 12-hour shift down the pit, is it?
Humiliating is what it is, Dougie. I used to broadcast to millions when I was at the BBC.
So what did you do?
Well, I had to make it bearable, eh? I mean, there's only so many times you can play Get Lucky by Daft Punk and claim it's still a great-sounding tune.
I thought you'd been churning out that sort of chat for the past 20 years.
Now I know what you're saying. Oh, sure, Dave gives the horse whinny to the patron. Now, here's the thing. Here's the bottom line of this. Number one, great production. The only thing I would maybe, and this is so nitpicky, maybe pan you guys a little left and right. Although your accents are definitely different, so never mind that. But I like the production. I like the sound of the bar. I like the sound of the train. So good production. Your audio sounds great. And your accents make me snicker because, I don't know, you're just so freaking Scottish. I love it. I'm learning all sorts of new vocabulary. And the bottom line is, do I want to listen to more of this podcast? Yeah, and it's pretty funny. The whole thing about the Daft Punk thing that I wasn't, okay. And that's, again, do I want to hit play on this? Yeah, because I want to see where we're going. And I know I said the beginning scene was kind of slow. It wasn't that slow. I'm being really picky there. But all in all, this is creative. It's entertaining. And I'm not sure where I'm going, but I know there are ghosts or something in the future. And I would definitely listen to this. So again, ScottishPodcast.com. Your website, it's not bad. I wish, you know what? You have a good point. You didn't say it, but I'll say it for you. The Libsyn custom player looks like crap when you have a dark theme. I wonder if we have a dark themed custom player. That would be interesting. Anyway, if you would like your show right here on the podcast review show, there are a couple ways to do it. Number one, go out to podcastreviewshow.com. That's step one in both cases. And you're either going to click on the Fiverr button. There is no upsell. Or you can click on the Patreon button. And not only get access and just say, hey, Dave, I'm a $5 patron. Remember that whole I'll be on the podcast rodeo show? Plus, you get a ton of bonus features from Ask the Podcast Coach, bonus tutorials, and just a pretty cool community. Now, if you want your entire show reviewed, man, do I have a deal for you. You take me with 14 years of podcasting experience. You take Eric K. Johnson, better known as the Podcast Talent Coach. This guy is going to whip your content into a frenzy. I'm going to make sure your technology is good. And we are going to go over every single inch of your podcast. That means the podcast, the website, your flow, your goals. We actually kind of interview you a little bit. And you ready for this? It's only $99. Check it out, podcastreviewshow.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. This was episode number, again, 245. Go out to podcastradioshow.com/245. And if you have any comments, just swipe left or right and click on the phone number. That's me giving you about 37 different calls to action. And if this was on the podcast review show, I'd smack myself. Everybody, enjoy your ride.